Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022 in Saskatoon. My guest is Leslie Kelly with High Heels in Canola Fields. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, a little bit of background. What is High Heels and Canola Fields?
Yeah, I started High Heels in Canola Fields about 5 years ago with the hope and the goal of connecting those within agriculture to those outside of agriculture. And it's really morphed into a business of building community all around farm life and farm stories and mental health.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022, you discussed the topic, when stress is more than a season. First of all, what is the definition of stress?
Yeah, the medical field definition of stress is when we go through moments of stressful situations, the everyday pressures, and it increases our heart rate, increases our blood sugar, and we can feel it within our body, our physical stress.
What are the signs of stress to be watching for, and why is it important to be aware of those signs and symptoms?
Yeah, the signs and symptoms of stress can vary depending on who you are or your life experiences, what you're going through. But all of us have different normals. So my normal might be different than my husband's, and that's okay. So for each and every one of us, some of those signs and symptoms could be physical, mental, and emotional, where physical could be, you know, increased heart rate, chest pain, tension, headaches, and under the emotional and the mental front could be a change in our eating and sleeping. It could be being angry, feeling of depression or depressed states, angry blow-ups, irritability, frustration. So it really depends on the person, and it could be the stressor too, but know that everyone's signs and symptoms are different.
What are some of the key stressors, especially in agriculture?
With farming is amazing, and I love what we do in this career, but it does have some unique stressors where there's lots of things outside of our control, such as the weather, markets, which impact our finances, but it also can be other stressors like succession planning, the pressure of farming, you know, taking on a fifth generation farm. It could be animal care and crop care, or it could be everyday stressors, you know, for myself, having or doing housework or taking kids to various activities or being overbooked or trying to be in different places at different times, or it could be some other critical life events like unfortunately the death of a loved one, or it could be a marriage. So stressors will always be there. It's doing things that can help take care of us during those stressful moments.
What can be done to deal with stress, and how can we help each other?
Yeah, my family and I, we've learned over the last decade of talking more about mental health that there are little things that you can do which can make some big everyday impacts. So some of those is to learn about stress and learn about what your signs and symptoms could be. Learn about what are your big stressors in life. It could also be learning that everyone's stress is different, and it's the learning how to talk about stress and starting those conversations and helping someone go through that stress together. And then it could also be doing things that can take care of yourself and those around you. So some self-care tactics and strategies both before, during, and after those stressful moments.
How have attitudes toward mental health changed, and what is the significance of those changes?
Oh, I've seen so many great changes. You know, 5 years ago, mental health wasn't on the agenda at events like this, or wasn't topic of social media conversations, or it was very negative in those situations too. But now I've seen how agriculture is really rallying behind this topic, knowing that a lot of our farmers are going through hard times and that stress is part of farming. So I've seen so many great changes within our community, within industry associations, events like this, and at farm tables of people talking about mental health, learning to understand their mental health, and then building and creating resources like what we do at Do More.
what resources are actually available and how can people access them?
Yeah, we do have many barriers within being part of, you know, rural areas, barriers to access, maybe the lack of mental health professionals, cost, not being able to get off a tractor or a combine in the heart of harvest. But there are many great resources out there at Dumore. We have a hub of resources, so being a catalyst or a conduit of the resources that are currently out there, a list of them, and then also building resources like a mental health workshop that goes, and then it's designed specifically for agriculture, and then also resources for our mental health professionals so they know and understand what farm life, that farm lifestyle is like, that they can help build those therapeutic relationships.
How can anyone interested get more information?
Yeah, you can go to our website at dumore.ag, and it has a list of resources based on provincial resources, but also where you are within your community. It could be regional aspect, but also the national resources as well, because when it comes to mental health, there are a variety of resources out there. So it's great to have that wide array of resources that might help our neighbors or our friends or our fellow farmers.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Outside of my talk today focused on helping each other weather the storm, and I always like to share that we know in agriculture that storms come and those dark moments are there, but also when the storm passes, that the sun and the light, it does come out, and we can do little things every day to help our neighbors and ourselves weather those storms together.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Our guest has been Leslie Kelly with High Heels and Canola Fields. For Farmscape Online at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022 in Saskatoon, I'm Bruce Cochran.